Nedarim Daf Ayin Hey Amud Beis, Shir number one. We're going from Ayin Hey Amud Aleph, the second last line. The Mishnah has just told us a machlokes between Rabbanan and the Chachamim and Rebbe Eliezer whether you can do a preemptive cancellation on your wife's Nedarim. If you say any Nedar you make from now until a certain time period are ratified, they both agree that doesn't work. But Rebbe Eliezer holds you can cancel them in even though they haven't been made yet, and the Chachamim say no, you cannot. Now, the Gemara says, Iboy Lehu. They asked the question, Rebbe Eliezer, according to Rebbe Eliezer, who again says that you can preemptively cancel your wife's Nedarim before they've even been made. So according to that opinion, Meichel Chalin Uvatlin, does the Neder take effect when she makes it, but then it's cancelled? Oidilma, or perhaps Loi Chalin Klal, maybe the Neder actually never takes effect at all. So what happens is a few days later, this woman makes a Neder. Now, Rebbe Eliezer says that the neder is cancelled, but the question is does the neder come into existence and then get cancelled immediately, or does it actually never come into existence because of the preemptive cancellation? Now, the Gemara asks the obvious question, L'may nafkamina, what difference does it make? You're not even talking about a split second. You're talking about a hypothetical lomdus. Does the neder come and go, or does the neder never really come at all? So there's really apparently no nafkamina. But the Gemara now tells us, no, there is a nafkamina. It says, "Kagon de itvus achrina bahade nidra." What happens if somebody else makes a neder contingent on her neder? So she makes a neder. Let's say she makes a neder that she's not going to have wine for a month. And somebody else says, and me too. So he's making that neder based on her neder. Now, I amres chalin, if you're going to say that even though there was a preemptive cancellation by her husband, the neder does take effect when she makes it. It just then becomes cancelled by the husband immediately. Well, then, havya tefisusa. Then the person who linked his neder to hers is actually bound by his neder, because her neder came into existence. The second person's neder also came into existence through hers. Then when her husband's preemptive cancellation cancels her neder, it only cancels hers, but not the other person's. But I amris leichalin, if you're going to say that the husband's preemptive cancellation makes it that her neder never takes effect at all, then leikumashasha, then there's no substance to this neder at all, in which case when that second person made his neder contingent on hers, there was really nothing there to create the basis for his neder. So therefore he would not be bound by the neder. So the nafkamina between these two ways of looking at this preemptive cancellation is the case of hatfasa, when you're toifas your neder on her neder. Now, so the Gemara has to answer this question now. So the Gemara says, "My, what's the halacha?" So it says, "Toshma, come and learn from the Mishnah." The Mishnah says, "Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said to Chachamim, he said, 'Im hefer nedarim shebolichlal iser, if the husband can cancel his wife's neder even after they've become active and created an iser, then lo yofer nedarim shelo bolichlal iser. Then surely he also has the power to preemptively cancel nedarim which haven't become activated and haven't yet created an iser." Oh, what do you see from these words of Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer holds that the husband is cancelling nedarim that do not actually ever come into the realm of Isser. They never take effect. Shma Mina, we're hearing from these words of Rabbi Eliezer, Loichalin, that the preemptive cancellation by the husband makes it that the wife's neder is never chal. It never takes effect at all. So the Gemara answers that and says, no. Mi katani she'einan boin. Does he say that the nedarim never come? Shaloi ba'u katani. He says, they haven't come yet. They haven't yet become activated. They haven't yet created the Isser. Adain loy boy, they still haven't come yet. But it could be that when she makes the neder, they will take some sort of effect and get cancelled immediately. So either way, what we're saying is that from these words of Rebbe Eliezer, it's not entirely clear what he holds. Does he hold that the neder never takes effect, or it does take effect, but it's immediately cancelled? So from our Mishnah, we can't necessarily prove one way or the other for Rebbe Eliezer. So now the Gemara brings another potential proof, Toshma. Let's see if we can derive the answer from here. Omar Lahen, Rebbe Eliezer. The Braisa tells us that Rebbe Eliezer says to the Chachamim. He says, "Umah b'makim she'ein mefer nidri atzmoi mishenadar." If in a case where he cannot cancel his own nidarim once he's made them, but mefer nidri atzmoi ad shelo yodur, but he can cancel his own nidarim before he's made them by making a preemptive statement that you do not want your nidarim to take effect. You are basically making it that the nedarim don't take effect. So even though a person can't single-handedly cancel his own nedarim, once he's made them, he can preemptively cancel his nedarim before he's made them. Well, then makom shemefer nidra ishto mishatidar. Then all the more so when a husband who does have the ability to cancel his wife's nedarim even after she's made the neder. Isn't it all the more so that he should be able to cancel his wife's nedarim even before she's made the neder? That's Reb Eliezer's argument to Chachamim. So says the Gemara, what's the proof? My love, can we not infer from Reb Eliezer the ishtoi dumya delay, the fact that he likens his ability to cancel nedarim and his wife's nedarim? Then there's a similarity between his nedarim and her nedarim. Mahu delechalin chaylin, if when he makes a preemptive statement that he doesn't want his nedarim to take effect, it means that they never take effect at all. So af ishtenami delechalin, then so too the same thing would be by his wife, that by making the preemptive statement of cancellation, her nedarim never take effect at all. They're not chaylin bichlal. They don't take effect at all. So that would apparently answer our question in Shittas Rebbe Eliezer. But the Gemara rejects this as well and says, "Loi, ha kedisa v'ha kedisa." It could be that the nature of this preemptive cancellation for your own nedarim is different to the preemptive cancellation for your wife's nedarim. It could be that when you do your preemptive cancellation of your own nedarim never take effect at all. But maybe when you do that same thing for your wife's nedarim, they actually do take effect. They're just immediately then cancelled. So at this stage, we don't have an answer to our question. According to Rabbi Eliezer, when you preemptively cancel your wife's nedarim, do they not take effect at all? Or do they take effect, but they become immediately cancelled? And the nafka mina will be if somebody else is toifes his neder on the wife's neder. If they never take effect at all, then this person's neder also never takes effect. But if they take effect and they're cancelled by the husband, then that's only the wife's neder which is cancelled, but this other person's neder will actually stay standing. At the moment, we don't have an answer. The Gemara will still carry on trying to find an answer to that question.